Okay, I'm going to introduce you to two people here for a little bit. First of all, Jeff Peckham, he was just on the program before. He's sponsoring an initiative that would force his hometown of Denver, Colorado, to create an ET commission once voted on, tasked to deal with issues related to the presence of extraterrestrial beings here on Earth. Jeff is organizing the showing of a few clips of video that he captured of an extraterrestrial peering into a window. The showing will be Friday morning in Denver for the media. Press conference not open to the public. Slated for 11 o'clock a.m. Here he is, Jeff Peckman. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great, George. Thanks for inviting me back.
Sure, my pleasure. And Stan Romanek is... been having UFO sightings since the age of 5, and after a UFO encounter in December of 2000, of which he videotaped, Stan says his life has been a living nightmare. Here he is, back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Stan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, Jeff, give us an update, first of all, on just what the situation is for the initiative and what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay, we got approval on the petition last Thursday. The petitions were printed on Friday. Then we decided to go ahead and... organized something for the different reporters that had been interviewing me about that initiative, because when they asked me what the experiences were that provided the evidence that convinced me to do the initiative, I referred to Stan's videotape of the ET and a lot of the other documentation that he provided, and they all, you know, consistently with great passion demanded, requested to see that video footage as well and some of that other evidence. So we organized that since, you know, up till now. That's going to happen tomorrow. And then after tomorrow is really when we do all the petitioning.
Okay, Stan, tell us a little bit about this video, if you can.
The video actually was captured in Nebraska. I moved to Nebraska from Colorado to I got married and I wanted to be with my wife. And
well, congratulations there.
Well, this was a long time ago. I've been married 5 years now.
All right.
I thought we had a peeping Tom. I had twin stepdaughters, teenage stepdaughters, and late at night I'd walk into the kitchen and our curtains were open and I'd see this head pop up and it's like, what in the world? And every time I'd run outside, there would be nothing there. My experiences had been going on for quite a while. And I called one of the researchers and I said, you know, I think I got a damn peeping Tom. And he said, well, you know, this is what you do. Next time you see it, don't run outside. Turn off all the lights. Loudly say, I'm going to go to bed or something. And set up your video camera and put it on night shot. So I did exactly that, and there were two flashes. I actually went and sat in the bathroom and read a magazine because I wanted to see if I could catch this thing. And I saw two flashes, and after the second flash, I thought, what in the world is going on? And I saw this thing kind of drop down, and I ran to look out the window, and I saw this little, there was a full moon, I saw this little thing running toward the backyard, and I was really, really super surprised to see what I caught on video.
What will your video show, Stan?
It'll show something looking in the window, and it'll show the flashes, and it's definitely not what I expected. It was on night shot, so it was on infrared. It was a Sony camera.
How do you know it's not an animal, Stan? Some kind of strange-looking
animal.
When
you see it, you can tell it's not an animal. And what's interesting, when I watched this thing run away, it must have been about 4 foot, maybe 4'3" at the tallest. But the window itself was approximately, the bottom of the window was 8 foot off the ground. And there was nothing. It wasn't standing on anything. I don't know how it did what it did.
Spring legs or something. Describe for us, Stan, what it looks like.
Big eyes. Not your typical ET-looking kind of thing. It did have a really big head, huge eyes. You can see it blink. You can actually see the reflection of the IR on the or the infrared in its retinas. And it's looking around, and then it pops down, and it pops back up, and kind of drops down and runs away.
Sorry, Stan, were there any reports of UFO activity or anything during this Peeping Tom episode?
No, nothing. And we were in a small town in Nebraska, so I'm sure if there was any UFO activity, nobody would have reported it for fear of ridicule.
And did the Peeping Tom episode stop?
I think it happened one more time, just briefly. And I ran outside, and I ran outside a little bit slower the next time it happened. But after that, it kind of went away.
Okay, now at this news conference, slated for 11 o'clock your time on Friday, tomorrow, tell me what the media will see. You're going to show what?
We're going to show. Now, the media is not. Here's the problem. I've got agreements with some of the scientists and researchers involved in this case not to give out anything just yet until I've had a chance to fully go through and do their research and make sure everything's copacetic. We're going to give them a still, and they're going to actually be able to see the video. They can't take any pictures or video of it.
All right, they're going to be able to sit in the news conference as members of the press, as an audience might be in a movie theater, and watch this, right?
That's correct. And this is just one small piece of, the scientists and researchers involved in my case have put surveillance cameras up all over everywhere. And what they've captured with those surveillance cameras is quite amazing. And this is just one small thing of the whole story. So.
Okay. And you're gonna get us a copy of the still after you release this?
See that there would be a problem.
All right, we'll do that, and then we'll post it on our website and give you, obviously, full credit for this, Stan, and Jeff, you as well. Now, when you said scientists, Stan, are working on something, who are we talking about here?
Well, I can't. Honestly, I wish they'd let me say, but there's, the way we're doing this is we're not going through mainstream ufologists for a reason. We're going through, some fairly decent scientists and very, reputable scientists that are, willing to put their reputation on the line.
So you want them to analyze this?
Well, they have been, and they're coming up with some amazing stuff. But unfortunately, I can't mention any names just yet because I have these agreements. And when this comes out, trust me, everybody will know who they are.
Okay. Well, now after tomorrow's news conference, when will the other big pack of information come out on this?
Hopefully soon. They're working on it as fast as possible. As soon as they get everything analyzed and everything worked out, then it'll be available. If it were up to me, and thank goodness it's not up to me, I just left it in somebody else's hands. This would have been out a long time ago. But we really want to make sure that there, nobody's trying to pull my leg or their leg or anybody's leg, and that this is the real deal. And in order to do that, it has to have serious scientific,
scrutiny
on it.
Is it possible that whatever was peeking through the window might have been somebody in a little alien costume? Is it possible?
Well, there's going to be, there has been a lot of people looking at these videos. We've got a professional that did an analysis on this. And, one of the things he said is if this was somebody outside, it has to be a very elaborate costume, and it would be in the thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, who in their right mind would do something like that?
Well, and who in their right mind, too, would peek into a house and, too, wear a costume?
Yeah,
I mean, what a perfect
sense.
Way to get shot through the window, right?
Exactly. And, I came out running out there in a baseball bat, and I saw this thing run away with my own eyes.
How did it run? Did it hop, skip, jump, what?
It had a weird gait. I can't even explain it. It almost like first of all, very lanky, very skinny, and it almost looked like it ran toe to heel. Like it might have had I don't know how to explain it. It's impossible for me to explain.
Jeff Peckham, what do you think of all this?
Well, it was very convincing to me, but again, I saw that evidence at the end of a 2 or 3 hour presentation by Stan, and by that point, all the other evidence that he had presented had already convinced me. So seeing that image was sort of like, okay, this is the culminating image that puts it all together and fits with everything else that he said, and it was just like the last impression that you know, sewed up the whole thing for me. I would have, you know, even if I hadn't seen that, his story is very convincing when you look at all the other scientific evidence, documents that he has. You know, it's just a very, very persuasive story, and that just capped it off.
Well, our friend Matt Drudge thinks enough of the story. He's had it on his website all day, and he's excited about it as well, I'm sure. Stan, have you been approached by government officials, military folks, saying, we want to know what's going on here?
Yeah, and I can't tell you if it's government, because I just really don't know. I can't tell you what's going on, because I really don't know. I've been beat up. I've been told to shut up.
What do you mean you've been beat up?
Yeah, I was told to shut up, and they broke my nose and broke my wrist.
Who broke your nose?
I can't tell you. Just four guys with...
You can or you won't?
Well, I can't. I can't tell you who they are. I can't tell you if they're military or just some... I can tell you that they were clean cut, clean shaven.
What, did they come to your house and
No,
and,
they
and...
followed me to work, and followed. I rode my bike to work, and... told me to shut up and beat the heck out of me. And there were people driving by calling the police when this happened.
And they got away.
I was fighting back, and they actually tased me, and I hit the ground, and they got away, and the police couldn't do anything. They said it just disappeared. No information about it whatsoever.
Well, and here you go with a major news conference tomorrow. Aren't you a little afraid?
I'm not going to actually be there. Some of the scientists involved in my case are going to be there. I'm always afraid, but you know what? I think they're ready to open this up. I mean, the Vatican just came out with this. All these other, you know, people have just come out with this. So
Stanley, at least by sometime Friday, we'll know some of the scientists involved in this if they're going to be at this news conference?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
And, you know, what's interesting about this case, too, is I haven't had to do anything. It seems like who or whatever they are seem to like to do stuff only when there's a lot of people around. So, hey, better for me.
Dramatic. All right, Jeff Peckman, thank you for your update. And you as well, Stan, get us that photograph. We'll post it tomorrow night on the coasttocoastam.com website, and I will have open lines when we come back.